Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so excited about my friend Steve Thompson joining me on the show. You know, I tell you, Steve, I keep pushing it back every time. You know, you're like, I'm like, Steve, can you come on and talk to me? And you're like, yeah, what time? I was like, 2:45 or 2:30. The sooner I can get you on, the better. I love it. I love having you on the show.
You had the governor on earlier, so, I mean, hey. You know, this is a big step down to from the governor to me.
Yeah, I had a drink between there, and so I think I'm going to be okay. But I have to ask you, Steve, you know, you are a big sports fanatic, but what about your Olympics? See, we haven't really chatted about the Olympics. Are you really into it? Like, I had Christy Peel on the show. She's like an Olympic nerd. Like, she's sitting up and watching everything. She's got the Comcast. She's got the Peacock. Because, you know, they've got it now on Comcast with Peacock that you can stream every single thing. You know, it used to be that we were at the mercy of NBC or whoever was broadcasting, and whatever they showed, we could watch. Whatever they didn't show, we didn't get to see. But now you can see everything.
Yeah, I still like the biggies. I like the swimming. I like the track, and I like the gymnastics because, as you know, Aaron insisted we go to the gymnastics trial and see the greatest of all time in person, Simone Biles. So that's a great experience. But you know, I am definitely into it. That's for sure. I think Team USA is going to win gold, men's and women's basketball. They should win gold. But I do catch some of the other sports outside of those biggies, but that's my focus. Aaron and I, my daughter is a huge fan of the Olympics, very into it. This is just, you know, she is locked in. But we talked about what is our favorite moment, if you had to pick one moment that you could remember about the Olympics. And I would have to say the great Usain Bolt in the 200 meters at the peak of his power. Because the 100's cool because, you know, it's that 100-meter sprint straight away. But the 200 is spectacular to me because they start on the backstretch. And when they round that corner heading for home, they're going full speed. And then you see Usain Bolt at the peak of his powers just blowing by everybody. And everyone in their own right in that final is a world-class sprinter. That, to me, is the peak of human athletic achievement, what Bolt did when he was at the top of his game. So, yeah. Track is just incredible. Swimming's incredible. Gymnastics, having a chance to see Simone Biles. But I think some of the other stuff, the weightlifting, the boxing, the other sports, the diving, I mean, it's all very impressive.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the gymnastics. I'm with your daughter. I love seeing those girls flipping and twirling around. The guys are really popular again this year. My all-time favorite was Mary Lou Redden. You remember Mary Lou Redden? I remember watching her as a young girl, and it was just amazing to see what she could do and how the whole world fell in love with her. And she was on the cover of the boxes of cereal. I didn't even eat the damn cereal. I just wanted the cereal because she was on the box, and I would cut the, you know, cardboard off the box and, you know, had her picture up at the house, and just so empowering and so energetic and so engaging and just smiling all the time. She was just like a ray of light and sunshine. I just love that.
Yeah, and they put in so much work. In this country, we're so focused on, say, the NFL at the pro level. The NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball or the WNBA is getting a lot of headlines, and rightfully so, with all the great stars in that league and the NHL. And they work hard, but they're on TV all the time. You know, they're interviewed all the time. These people that are participating in some of these sports, the limelight doesn't come along very often for gymnastics or swimming or, for that matter, track. And these are incredible athletes. Any of these Olympic sports, extraordinary. But, you know, for them to get, you know, a two-week moment in the sun is pretty cool. It's very enjoyable in all these countries and people from around the world, the different stories. And I do like hearing some of the stories and how these athletes got to this point. It's great stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got all eyes on the Olympics, but Steve, all eyes are on Minnesota because Trump is having a rally tonight in St. Cloud. J.D. Vance is here. Governor Walz is at a rally with McCullough and Klobuchar and the First Lady. I mean, I love that everybody is looking at us and they're paying attention to us. I don't know about you, but it makes me feel special.
Yeah, it is. You've got to tip your cap to the people that are willing to, you know, stand in line and get into these rallies. And, you know, I appreciate their passion. I'm not going to sit outside for 7-8 hours in the hot sun waiting to get into a rally. It's not something I'm going to do. But there is a lot of passion, and I think it is democracy at work. And the only thing I hope is that everybody gets out and votes. If you're eligible to vote, register to vote, get out and vote, have your voice heard. We should never take that for granted. Whatever side you're on, you know, if you are eligible to vote, you should vote. I'm a big believer in that it's important. And when I had that opportunity, I don't know how you felt about it, Shaletta, but when I turned 18, it's always felt important to me to make sure that I get out and cast my ballot. Now, there's some elections that I've missed or whatever, but not very many, particularly presidential elections and big statewide offices. But as soon as I was eligible to vote, I've taken it very seriously and get out there.
You know, for me, Steve, whenever I go vote, it's a real emotional time because I start thinking about all of the folks who look like me who died, who lost their lives, who, you know, left their homes and lost jobs and livelihoods to go down south and register people to vote. And you know, the risk that they took, you know, people like Dr. Josie Johnson who are still alive. You know what I mean? This is not like something that happened 100 years ago. This is very recent history. And so, you know, when I go vote, you know, I take my kids with me because I want them to see, you know, how important it is. And so the last time, I don't know what came over me, Steve. I don't know if I was going through menopause or my medication was off, but I just started crying. And so my kids were like, what is wrong with you? What are you crying for? And I said, you know, we are in line to vote and nobody's burning the cross in front of our yard. There are no dogs out here. You know, I don't feel threatened by the person in front of me or behind me. I have just enough right to be here as they do. And so, you know, it just didn't get lost on me. the years and generations of people who fought, and some of them died, so that I could have a right to vote. And I just wanted to share that with my kids, because they thought I was going crazy, which I might have been going crazy, Steve, because crazy is my middle name. But I just needed them to know how important voting in that moment was. Okay, so when we come back, Steve, I got to ask you, we got to talk just a little bit of politics. Because I got to know what you think Governor Tim Walz's chances are of actually becoming the vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris. I'm going to ask Steve that question, and I'm going to need an answer when we come back. Baby, it was raining at the opening games at the Olympics last night. That opening ceremony, it was a torrential downpour. Did you see that, Steve? Like, they were on those boats, and it was raining, and the water was choppy. I was scared for a few of them. I'm not going to lie. I was like, this is not going to end well if one of these boats tip over.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of it. I saw some of the highlights and then some of the commentary on social media. That was interesting. I'll sum it up by saying the opening ceremonies were very French. That
right. Very Hunger Game-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. That's for sure.
It was different. I was like, who is in the silver suit riding on the horse? If they take that mask off and it's Kim Kardashian, I'm not watching anything. I was like, it better not be Kim Kardashian. That's all I know. I was like, just please, whatever y'all do, don't pull Kim Kardashian off of that horse. I don't think they ever showed who was in, like, the silver suit person who was riding on a horse. I thought that at some point they were gonna reveal who that was. I think they missed a moment there, but it was a little extra for me, Steve. I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot.
Well, and the one thing I thought is that Lady Gaga had a big spot, and then Celine Dion had a huge spot.
Yes.
And they're from North America. They're not French. And that was really interesting that they had major roles in that thing last night.
Yeah, it was good to see some people I knew, like Tony Parker. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, he was over here playing for San Antonio, but he is French. He's from France. And, you know, you kind of forget about that when you're watching sports, that, you know, there's so much that brings us together. Now, they you know, politics is bringing some folks together, Steve. You had this morning Governor Walz, Betty McCollum, Klobuchar, and the First Lady. They were all at a rally. Mayor Melvin Carter, they were all at a rally here today. Before he came on my show, he was actually supposed to be on from 1:30 to 2, but was only on from 1:45 to 2 because of the rally, and it went long because so many people were there. What do you think his chances are of actually being the vice president? Because, you know, Minnesota, we good at vice presidents. I think we got, what, two? Humphreys and Mondale. Did we have any more vice presidents from Minnesota?
He would be
three.
Yeah, he's certainly on the short list. I think it's probably going to be, if it were my pick, I would go with Senator Kelly from Arizona. Mm. Astronaut, Navy veteran. His wife, Gabby Giffords, was in Congress. I think he would be a strong, no disrespect to Governor Walz.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to look at states strategically where maybe they can get a little help. And I think the Democrats need help in Arizona. I think that might help.
Mm-hmm.
Shapiro from Pennsylvania is certainly a name you hear a lot. But, yeah, he's on the list, and I think that's flattering. But I would think he's probably second or third or fourth on that list. I don't think he'll get it, but I could be wrong. What about you? What do you think?
Can I just say that I'm surprised at his rise in popularity, especially among young people. You know, everything he's saying now, they're putting it on TikTok. It's going viral. So I'm more surprised that, you know, especially for the younger voters who were like, no more old white guys, that he's an old white guy that somehow they're identifying with. Like, they're posting his stuff and they're making up words and names. And, you know, I found my son name dropping him. I'm like, what are you doing? It's about, I was just talking to my friends, you know, letting them know I know Governor Walz. I was like, you haven't said Governor Walz's name in like 2 years since the last time you saw him. What are you talking about? But, you know, it's like hip and pop. He's like hip and popular now, which goes against everything these young people are saying, because they were like, we don't want any more old white guys. And, you know, here comes the old white guy.
Yeah. And I think it is, you know, based on what he's been able to accomplish, you know, he certainly has his critics, but it definitely fits that narrative of, you know, free school lunch, you know, all of these different things mm-hmm. that he's done in this state. He is a very progressive governor, and I think that would play well with a lot of people in the party. I just don't know if it plays into the strategy of, hey, we need to win Arizona, we need to win Pennsylvania, we need to win, you know, some of these other states. You know, does Walz play well in those other parts of the country? You know,
yeah.
I don't know,
but I'm just surprised at his rise in popularity, especially with, you know, everything that, you know, these young people have been saying they don't want. You know, they're calling him like everybody's favorite uncle.
Well, and it is, because the DFL, and there are critics, there's no question, but the DFL, with control of the Senate and the House, were able to get a lot of things done, a lot of progressive agenda things done that, you know, is getting attention around the country. So, you know, here's a guy, his governor, has gotten a lot of things done that, you know, not all support, but some certainly do.
Yeah. Okay, so what you got coming up on your show before you go?
Yeah, abbreviated show, Twins Tigers, lineup card 4:30. We'll have Doug. We'll do some tag talk. And then a lot of Twins talk ahead of that lineup card at 4:30.
All right. Well, y'all stick around for Steve. And thank you for joining me on the Shaletta Show. See you next weekend. I'm so excited about my friend Steve Thompson joining me on the show. You know, I tell you, Steve, I keep pushing it back every time. You know, you're like, I'm like, Steve, can you come on and talk to me? And you're like, yeah, what time? I was like, 2:45 or 2:30. The sooner I can get you on, the better. I love it. I love having you on the show.
You had the governor on earlier, so, I mean, hey, you know, this is a big step down to from the governor to me.
Yeah, I had a drink between that, and so I think I'm going to be okay. But I have to ask you, Steve, you know, you are a big sports fanatic. But what about your Olympics? See, we haven't really chatted about the Olympics. Are you really into it? Like, I had Christy Peel on the show. She's like an Olympic nerd. Like, she's sitting up and watching everything. She's got the Comcast. She's got the Peacock. Because, you know, they've got it now on Comcast with Peacock that you can stream every single thing. You know, it used to be that we were at the mercy of NBC or whoever was broadcasting, and whatever they showed, we could watch. Whatever they didn't show, we didn't get to see. But now you can see everything.
Yeah, I still like the biggies. I like the swimming, I like the track, and I like the gymnastics, because, as you know, Aaron insisted we go to the gymnastics trial and see the greatest of all time in person, Simone Biles. So that's a great experience. But, you know, I am definitely into it, that's for sure. I think Team USA is going to win gold. Men's and women's basketball, they should win gold. But I do catch some of the other sports outside of those biggies, but that's my focus. Aaron and I, my daughter is a huge fan of the Olympics, very into it. This is just, you know, she is locked in. But we talked about what is our favorite moment, if you had to pick one moment that you could remember about the Olympics. And I would have to say the great Usain Bolt in the 200 meters at the peak of his power. Because the 100's cool because, you know, it's that 100-meter sprint straight away. But the 200 is spectacular to me because they start on the backstretch. And when they round that corner heading for home, they're going full speed. And then you see Usain Bolt at the peak of his powers just blowing by everybody. And everyone in their own right in that final is a world-class sprinter. That, to me, is the peak of human athletic achievement, what Bolt did when he was at the top of his game. So, yeah, track mm-hmm. is just incredible. Swimming's incredible. Gymnastics, having a chance to see Simone Biles. But I think some of the other stuff, the weightlifting, the boxing, the other sports, the diving, I mean, it's all very impressive.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the gymnastics. I'm with your daughter. I love seeing those girls flipping and twirling around. The guys are really popular again this year. My all-time favorite was Mary Lou Redden. You remember Mary Lou Redden? I remember watching her as a young girl, and it was just amazing to see what she could do and how the whole world fell in love with her. And she was on the cover of the boxes of cereal. I didn't even eat the damn cereal. I just wanted the cereal because she was on the box, and I would cut the, you know, cardboard off the box and, you know, had her picture up at the house, and just so empowering and so energetic and so engaging and just smiling all the time. She was just like a ray of light and sunshine. I just love that.
Yeah, and they put in so much work. In this country, we're so focused on, say, the NFL at the pro level. NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball or the WNBA is getting a lot of headlines, and rightfully so, with all the great stars in that league and the NHL. And they work hard, but they're on TV all the time. You know, they're interviewed all the time. These people that are participating in some of these sports, the limelight doesn't come along very often for gymnastics or swimming or, for that matter, track. And these are incredible athletes. Any of these Olympic sports, extraordinary. But, you know, for them to get, you know, a two-week moment in the sun is pretty cool. It's very enjoyable in all these countries and people from around the world, the different stories. And I do like hearing some of the stories and how these athletes got to this point. It's great stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got all eyes on the Olympics, but Steve, all eyes are on Minnesota because Trump is having a rally tonight in St. Cloud. J.D. Vance is here. Governor Walz is at a rally with McCullough and Klobuchar and the First Lady. I mean, I love that everybody is looking at us and they're paying attention to us. I don't know about you, but it makes me feel special.
Yeah, it is. You've got to tip your cap to the people that are willing to, you know, stand in line and get into these rallies. And, you know, I appreciate their passion. I'm not going to sit outside for 7-8 hours in the hot sun waiting to get into a rally. It's not something I'm going to do. But there is a lot of passion, and I think it is democracy at work. And the only thing I hope is that everybody gets out and votes. If you're eligible mm-hmm. to vote, register to vote, get out and vote, have your voice heard. We should never take that for granted. Whatever side you're on, you know, if you are eligible to vote, you should vote. I'm a big believer in that it's important. And when I had that opportunity, I don't know how you felt about it, Shaletta, but when I turned 18, it's always felt important to me to make sure that I get out and cast my ballot. Now, there's some elections that I've missed or whatever, but not very many, particularly presidential elections and big statewide offices. But as soon as I was eligible to vote, I've taken it very seriously and get out there.
And I, you know, for me, Steve, whenever I go vote, it's a real emotional time because I start thinking about all of the folks who look like me who died, who lost their lives, who, you know, left their homes and lost jobs and livelihoods to go down south and register people to vote. And you know, the risk that they took, you know, people like Dr. Josie Johnson, who are still alive. You know what I mean? This is not like something that happened 100 years ago. This is very recent history. And so, you know, when I go vote, you know, I take my kids with me because I want them to see, you know, how important it is. And so the last time, I don't know what came over me, Steve. I don't know if I was going through menopause or my medication was off, but I just started crying. And so my kids were like, what is wrong with you? What are you crying for? And I said, you know, we are in line to vote and nobody's burning the cross in front of our yard. There are no dogs out here. You know, I don't feel threatened by the person in front of me or behind me. I have just enough right to be here as they do. And so, you know, it just didn't get lost on me. The years and generations of people who fought and some of them died so that I could have a right to vote. And I just wanted to share that with my kids because they thought I was going crazy, which I might have been going crazy, Steve, because crazy is my middle name. But I just needed them to know how important voting in that moment was. Okay, so when we come back, Steve, I got to ask you, we got to talk just a little bit of politics. Because I got to know what you think Governor Tim Walz's chances are of actually becoming the vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris. I'm going to ask Steve that question and I'm going to need an answer when we come back. Baby, it was raining at the opening games at the Olympics last night. That opening ceremony, it was a torrential downpour. Did you see that, Steve? Like, they were on those boats and it was raining and the water was choppy. I was scared for a few of them. I'm not going to lie. I was like, this is not going to end well if one of these boats tip over.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of it. I saw some of the highlights and then some of the commentary on social media. That was interesting. I'll sum it up by saying the opening ceremonies were very French. That
right. Very Hunger Game-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. That's for sure.
It was different. I was like, who is in the silver suit riding on the horse? If they take that mask off and it's Kim Kardashian, I'm not watching anything. I was like, it better not be Kim Kardashian. That's all I know. I was like, just please, whatever y'all do, don't pull Kim Kardashian off of that horse. I don't think they ever showed who was in like the silver suit person who was riding on a horse. I thought that at some point they were going to reveal who that was. I think they missed a moment there, but it was a little extra for me, Steve. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot.
Well, and the one thing I thought is that Lady Gaga had a big spot and then Celine Dion had a huge spot.
Yes.
And they're from North America. They're not French. And that was really interesting that they had major roles in that thing last night.
Yeah, it was good to see some people I knew, like Tony Parker. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, he was over here playing for San Antonio, but he is French. He's from France. And, you know, you kind of forget about that when you're watching sports, that, you know, there's so much that brings us together. Now, they you know, politics is bringing some folks together, Steve. You had this morning Governor Walz, Betty McCollum, Klobuchar, and the First Lady. They were all at a rally. Mayor Melvin Carter, they were all at a rally here today. Before he came on my show, he was actually supposed to be on from 1:30 to 2, but was only on from 1:45 to 2 because of the rally, and it went long because so many people were there. What do you think his chances are of actually being the vice president? Because, you know, Minnesota, we good at vice presidents. I think we got, what, two? Humphreys and Mondale. Did we have any more vice presidents from Minnesota?
He would be
three.
Yeah, he's certainly on the short list. I think it's probably going to be, if it were my pick, I would go with Senator Kelly from Arizona, astronaut, Navy veteran. His wife Gabby Giffords was in Congress. I think he would be a strong, no disrespect to Governor Walz, but I think they're going to look at states strategically where maybe they can get a little help. And I think the Democrats need help in Arizona. I think that might help. Shapiro from Pennsylvania is certainly a name you hear a lot, but yeah, he's on the list and I think that's flattering, but I would think he's probably second or third or fourth on that list. I don't think he'll get it, but I could be wrong. What about you? What do you think?
Can I just say that I'm surprised at his rise in popularity, especially among young people. You know, everything he's saying now, they're putting it on TikTok. It's going viral. So I'm more surprised that, you know, especially for the younger voters who were like, no more old white guys, that he's an old white guy that somehow they're identifying with. Like, they're posting his stuff and they're making up words and names. And, you know, I found my son name dropping him. I'm like, what are you doing? It's about, oh, I was just talking to my friends, you know, letting them know I know Governor Walz. I was like, you haven't said Governor Walz's name in like 2 years since the last time you saw him. What are you talking about? But, you know, it's like hip and pop. He's like hip and popular now, which goes against everything these young people are saying, because they were like, we don't want any more old white guys. And, you know, here comes the old white guy.
Yeah. And I think it is, you know, based on what he's been able to accomplish, you know, he certainly has his critics, but it definitely fits that narrative of, you know, free school lunch, you know, all of these different things that he's done in this state. He is a very progressive governor. And I think that would play well with a lot of people in the party. I just don't know if it plays into the strategy of, hey, we need to win Arizona, we need to win Pennsylvania, we need to win, you know, some of these other states. You know, does Walz play well in those other parts of the country? You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but like I said, I'm just surprised at his rise in popularity, especially with you know, everything that, you know, these young people have been saying they don't want. You know, they're calling them like everybody's favorite uncle.
Well, and it is, because the DFL, and there are critics, there's no question, but the DFL, with control of the Senate and the House, were able to get a lot of things done, a lot of progressive agenda things done that, you know, is getting attention around the country. So, you know, here's a guy, his governor, has gotten a lot of things done that, you know, not all support, but some certainly do.
Yeah. Okay, so what you got coming up on your show before you go?
Yeah, abbreviated show, Twins Tigers, lineup card 4:30. We'll have Doug. We'll do some tag talk, and then a lot of Twins talk ahead of that lineup card at 4:30.
All right, well, y'all stick around for Steve, and thank you for joining me on the Shaletta Show. See you next weekend.